Hey, podcast listeners, Jeremy here. I just wanted to jump on before the podcast started and remind you that we are still really new to this podcasting thing, especially recording the audio. And it was really clear to me this week when we went to go edit for this week's podcast that something, well, we'll just say my fat fingers either toggled something off or on. But you know what? It was still a lot of fun. We laughed a lot. And I knew you all would still enjoy this hot mess of Express that we are. So sit back, relax, listen to the podcast, and I promise I'm learning and getting better. Thanks, guys. At Stuart's surprise birthday party, they had some images of some images of him from the past put up, and they were hysterical. Actually, one of the picture that was at the table that I said is actually now his image on my phone when he calls.
Is that the one with the rubber bands in my hair?
It is the one with the rubber bands in your hair.
Jeez, oh, Pete. Oh, Gunther, I don't know what to do with you. So how's everybody's week been so far?
Crazy as shit.
Yes, it has been. It has been. There was something on Facebook, and it was a chihuahua. You know, a real ugly, you know, snaggletooth chihuahua that had a sweater on and his hair was all sticking up. And the lady, she said, it's Wednesday and it feels like a Sunday already. So she was like, she said, it's been a rough week and I am through the half of the week. And I'm like, yeah, we're there. You want to talk about for a minute? I think the ladies that work in the store, we continually get this from people I run into, how sweet they are, how kind they are, customer service oriented, right? This is all positive, right? How they love it. They really do. And I'm not being joking.
No, that's good.
Right? They're nice. Yeah, it's good. It's all good. Meet and greet. You know, you walk in the door. Hey, how are you? Let me know if you need anything. Well, let me tell you, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've run into a rash of horrific customer service issues. And I just don't know if they're just hiring anybody. They're not trained. I don't know what's going on, but I literally snatched a bag out of somebody's hand at the Wendy's. She was so rude to me. And I'm like, oh, that is not normally me, but she, I couldn't understand her. I mean, I just could not understand her. I was not understanding her accent at all. And so finally we suffer through and I get up there and she reaches me sweet tea. And I said, oh, no, no, no. I didn't order sweet tea. I ordered cola. She said, you ordered a sweet tea. And I'm like, no, I've never drank tea in my life. Well, this is what you get. That's what she said to me.
Did you say Arby's?
Well, you tell
me. Let me recall a story circa
2012,
Arby's in downtown Atlanta. Jeremy, you were not with us.
I was going to say, I don't remember this at all.
You weren't. I don't know. I think you were coming in from Dallas to meet us or something.
Okay. Yeah.
And we were getting in late and we stopped through Arby's in Atlanta before we got to our hotel. You know, I was like, Dwayne, what do you want? He goes, I don't care, just a burger and fries, whatever. It's like, okay, fine. So I order. I was like, two number one, please, two large Cokes, two curly fries. There was a pause. Two Jamocha shakes, regular fry, and two chicken sandwiches. No. Two hamburgers, two large fries, curly, two Cokes. Okay, so I have you down for a Jamocha shake, chicken sandwich, and 10-piece nugget. No. And then we started laughing. We thought we were being punked. And finally, I said, no. Repeated myself again. Okay, why don't you pull around? I got something for you in a bag. What? So we didn't know what the hell we were going to eat. It went on and on and on. I don't even remember what we ate, but anything we said was not what was coming in that bag anyway. So we
didn't matter, did it? And that's the sad part. That's a true story. So I had a Lowe's gift card that Kathy gave to me, and I'd used it about 2 weeks ago. And then it was $100 and I used about $15 on it. So I went in to use it the other day and it was, you know, of course, there's nobody checking anybody out in the Lowe's.
Oh, God.
Manager called me. So we're
speaking of behind the scenes, I wish everyone could see Jerry's face during this commentary right now.
I'm sure he's
because he looks
he's gonna
like
edit
grumpy
my words. Yeah, he's going to edit my words, and okay. I swipe the card, the gift card, and it won't work. And I tried it again, and I was like, okay, what's happening? Because, you know, you don't have anybody checking you out. This, I just got the person standing there looking at you. And the young man who's standing there, he was early 20s, he did recognize I was having an issue. So he comes over there, and he was kind of snarky about it. And he said, well, it's a gift card. You don't just swap it. Well, you know, excuse me for me not knowing that it's a card with money on it. You don't just swipe it, right? So there's some little minuscule button over there that you push and you scan and stuff. And he's like, you do this and you scan it this way. And he does it. And guess what? It doesn't work. Now, at that minute, I'm like, mm-hmm. But I'm also like, I need to go, right? And he couldn't figure it out. And he called customer service. 3 minutes later, they said, just bring the card up to the customer service and they'll take care of you. Seriously? So I get out of line. I go up to customer service to see there's six people in line with about 4 million things that they're returning. Somebody's returning half a house and somebody's returning 12 windows. So I'm like, all I'm doing is buying literally one $25 thing. So I go back and get in line and pay for it, which is my regular credit card, and don't get to use my gift card, right? So I called my lovely bride and I said, hey, I love these gift cards. This is wonderful. This is kind of like free money. It's like she left Starbucks. Right? You give her a Starbucks card. Oh, my God, she's so happy. Right. So free money. But I couldn't get you set. From now on, just give me $100. I said, because apparently cash is king at Lowe's, and you can't get to use your gift card when you want to. So there's my. And
so is it just not activated?
I don't know because I couldn't figure it out. So now my worry is here's $100. It was on there. I know it worked the first time. I used $15. And now did something mess up? And now there's $85 gone, but nobody could figure it out because I was going to have to stand in line for 40 minutes to find out. And I didn't have time to do it. So ultimately, just not worth it. So there's that. And there's multiples. I mean, there's some about the brick lady who was mean to me. I'm like, well, that's your job. I mean, what to tell you? Long
well,
story is, I pivot to we've got great ladies and we try to right. get it right. And I was going to say shop local because at this point, I'm just tired dealing with mean people.
Well, you're talking about customer service and certain things like that. There was this little blip about Kroger not making self-checkout exclusive. Like they were still going to have self-checkout, but they were going to put more cashiers back on the front line, I guess. So have you guys heard anything about that? It was literally just a little story.
A Walmart thing, because I only have Walmart in Paris where I live. So, yes, I'd heard this whole thing. It's not working out well for because of theft as part of it, is what I keep hearing.
I hate self-checkouts. Jeremy gets so aggravated at me because he'll love to go through it and just scan it himself. I'm like, no, it's going to take me twice as long, and I can just go through a line and they can scan me. They make me very happy. I say hello. They say hello. Well, I just got back from vacation, and I experienced the opposite side of the customer service.
Yeah, let's hear some good stories. Let's hear good stories.
Well, I don't know if it's a good story, but I was afraid I was going to get into a fight or be attacked by a small 4 foot woman. So on our vacation, we were on a cruise, and we had gone to go get some food, and I was at this at a part of the ship where you could order tacos. And they were very busy. It was like 1 o'clock, 1:30, something like that. So a lot of people were eating, right? And so I ordered my tacos, and they said, they'll be ready in 5 minutes. Perfect. Fine. Great. I'll be right back. So go to my seat, and then my little buzzer hasn't made a sound or hasn't lit up. I'm like, well, that's odd, you know, because they're usually really, really fast. So I waited like 10 minutes, and I went back up there. And I was like, I don't know if this went off or it was supposed to go off or like I stepped away. I don't know if I screwed this up or, you know, something.
What's going on?
Can you just check? And like, oh, yeah, there's like three in front of you, but it'll be here in a second. I said, okay, no problem. So then mine does buzz finally. And so I go up there to pick it up. And this little 4 foot woman jumps in front of me, and which, no big deal. Like, we're not going anywhere. We're just there to get food.
You're on a boat.
I'm also like halfway inebriated, so I could have cared less at this point. And so she goes, that's not what my husband ordered. And so the guy the way that the system worked was the guy took the order and he wrote down the order and then gave it to the people standing like 3 feet from him that actually put the tacos together. And she was like, that's not what my husband ordered. She's like, what comes on that? And he goes, he ordered chicken, chips, and cheese only. And it's on the little piece of paper. And she goes, that's not what he ordered. And he pulls up the little slip. And he's like, okay, well, this is what it was written here. She's like, well, is that the only thing that comes on it? And he goes, no, there's other things that come on it, but he ordered these three things only. And she's like, but that's not what he ordered. And she's like, and he's like, this is the order sheet, you know, whatever. And she goes, well, this is the only stuff that comes on it again. Like she just kept going. And he goes, I'm sorry, man. Would you like for us to remake it? She's like, no, I'm just trying to figure out what he was supposed to get. Cause he didn't get what he was supposed to get. And he goes, okay, here's the order form. And she goes, oh, just whatever. And just walks away. And I'm like, why are you being hateful and rude to all these people?
That's too right. When she's wrong.
And I'm right. Like, God, she's not paying for this damn food. It's what you did with your, you know, your,
well,
your
but way on the
other. But come on. Right. Like, come on. You know, whatever.
Right.
And so we get, so I finally, she got in front of me. Then the guy turned to take care of somebody else. And then I walked up to the girl and I was like, ma'am, I was like, thank you. Thank you for making my lunch. And I'm sorry you have to deal with assholes. Mm-hmm. Well, evidently, I might have been a little more lit than I realized, because then I hear from 5 feet behind me, asshole, I'm no asshole. And I'm like, oh, what have I done? So I don't even acknowledge it. I just take my food and like I go to my seat and I tell the guys, I'm like, I sit down. I'm like, okay, if a little 4 foot woman comes running and jumps on me to beat me up or her husband, at least know what happened. But so when I told the girl, I was like, I'm sorry you have to deal with assholes. She's kind of looked at me. She goes, enjoy your lunch. Thank you. Enjoy your food. Mm-hmm. That's all she just said. Like she wasn't acknowledging the fact that
right.
she was like,
she got it right. Right. She's like, yeah. But she went home later to her little 2 foot cab and went, I like him.
Mm-hmm. You know,
ran into Medea today on the boat.
Mm, we usually always are the stars on whatever vacation we go to. So always good. So I'm still trying to give
that little fanny pack on.
You know, it's we
the
took
rainbow
them.
Gay flag fanny pack that he it's took even, and gave to it, everybody.
No, it was kind of an interpretation.
It was an interpretation. Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't.
You can't interpret, it had pink.
You cannot interpret the rainbow. I know what it was. Well,
it was a multicolored sequin fanny pack that I bought all of us that were going on the cruise, and I filled it with Gaviscon, which is like, you know, like a acid stomach acid, like really,
basically
really
gassy.
Because we're all 40. We're all 40. And things just don't affect us the way they used to.
Well, I appreciate you stood up for her. That was absolutely just unnecessary. There was somebody I went to, I don't remember the scenario. It was like the idea was, if we go out to dinner and I see that you're rude to your waitress or waiter, I'm pretty much usually going to write you off, because that tells me everything about who you are as a person, right? If you can't be kind to waitstaff who's working hard and trying hard, who's doing a good job, right? There's some that don't do a good job, and that's a different story for me. But if you're doing a good job and you can't be kind to them, you're condescending, he said, I'm probably going to write you off. And I went, I got to get that. I get that, because that tells me everything about that person.
Yeah, there was a little, I won't give too many details. I think the person's still around in town in business in a different way, but there was a little shop that did like brunch food, I guess we'll say it that way, and was there, and she had like he couldn't have been 19 working the cash register, and it was very busy, and you could tell he was very overwhelmed, but he was trying. You also found out it was like his third day or something like that, right and there's another girl that's there like trying to help him like do whatever. So here comes the owner. And then like she goes down to get into her purse or something. I'm not sure what it was, but it was like below the cash wrap, below the money drawer. And so when he was going to like do somebody's change, the drawer opened and then like just barely missed her head. Well, she stood up and read him to filth and was just totally hateful and mean and ugly. But the biggest point for me was she did that in front of like 15 people standing in line to get
right.
And I said, I ain't coming back. So, and I told her, I let her know. I was like, look, I'm a business owner here in town as well. Your people are your backbone. I'll never be back because I've seen how you treat them.
Good for you. Good for you. So, good. Well, how about then, let's segue into what we do in behind the scenes of house and what makes our wonderful staff nice and helpful, or we'll even start with that, how we end up with who we end up with. And it's kind of the backstory about who house is and the things that you don't normally see. Is that an interesting little conversation today?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to start with this. Many thousand years ago, Stuart was our boss, and we worked at another store. And invariably, he would hire people, seasonal staff. And, you know, because of where the store was, it was more seasonally oriented. And there was one person that he hired, and I literally do think her name was Karen. I'm going to ask you, Stuart, but she was more mature than not.
Red lipstick.
Yeah, lipstick.
Yeah, it was Karen.
It was definitely Karen. So it's in November when it's the busiest of the season and Stuart's doing something. And I had been out because one of my projects and jobs was there to work on commercial projects. And so I'd been out that day doing something. And I walk in the store midday and it was just a whirlwind of people. And I was like, everybody. And I was like, but I didn't see anybody behind the cash wrap. And I didn't see anybody working. I was like, we have, I don't know, 20 people in here shopping and ain't nobody working. What's going on? So I walked behind the cash wrap, and there was one of the metal folding chairs behind the cash wrap, and Karen was sitting in there putting her, what, Stuart, on? Big red lipstick on. Lost it. I lost it, because she went no more paying attention. She didn't care. Now, I wasn't the boss. I couldn't do anything. There was the boss. But Lord knows
When has that ever stopped you from doing anything?
Well, but ultimately, you know, he had to listen to my big mouth run, and I threw a little hissy fit. And it wasn't his fault. I mean, he was probably loading a 10-foot Christmas tree, shoving it in the Camry. I don't know. He was busy. He wasn't like he wasn't doing anything, but you can't watch everybody all the time. So anyway, I was like, I can't believe this. And so from that, really what it was, you know, we were always hiring people that, and I hate to say it this way, but I really say it, that needed a job, right? Ush. And one of the conversations at that business that we all talked about as business partners, again, this is my take on it at least, when we had the opportunity to have our own business, don't necessarily want to hire anybody that needs a job. I want to hire somebody that wants a job, who loves us, who's part of us, who understands us. So a lot of times what you'll see, not all the time, but a lot, is the people that work in here are our customers, right? That we've worked for them, we've designed for them. They're on our side and they get it and they're not selling anything. And I just see that as a different philosophy. You kind of see, do you all believe that we kind of done that and that kind
well,
of on that?
Yes and no. I can kind of see.
It's a yes and no.
Where some other stores or companies or corporations that do design work or accessories or furniture or whatever, you know, a lot of those are commission-based or percentage-based. And that's something all three of us agree that we're not going to do that. You're here because you want to be here, and you're going to sell stuff because you think it's pretty and you like it. And, you know, and not so much anymore, but, you know, I think when we first grew to our next big store, people would be like, oh, I was working with her. I want her to get credit. It's like, well, no, nobody, it's all the same. You know, everybody's all the same. Oh, okay. You know, it's like, if you want to work with that person, that's fine. I can go get her, you know, make sure she's on lunch or whatever. So I think creating the environment of no competition was important because there really is no competition here.
No.
Now, somebody might put something stupid on a shelf that doesn't match, but that's not competition. We just go move it and put it back where it's supposed to go. You know?
Yeah. I've never worked with on a commission based thing. So I have no.
It sucks. Even,
but the thing is, like, I would rather us be everyone work as a team together and not be worried about somebody trying to fill their box or fill their quota or fill their whatever. So, yes, I agree with you, Dwayne, as far as like, I want people that want to be there. But I don't care whether, I mean, we the thing is, we don't have enough hours that we're giving out that the people that come to work with us depend on it as a full-time job. Like that's so it's a different situation because, right. you know, we don't have that many full-time. Now we do have some, you know, with online now, we do have people that work 4 or 5 days a week, mm-hmm. but, yes, but no, on the sales floor.
The majority of people that work on the out front, I can only speak to the out front, is they actually buy more stuff than they actually make. So I've been threatened by a few husbands before. I can say that. I'm like, I won't say names. I said, quit taking stuff home and you don't need any more stuff. He's like, I like stuff. That's why I'm here. I'm like, I get it, but I think your husband's going to kill me one day. And I'm keep telling you, don't buy stuff. Right.
That's important to point out, too. A lot of the ladies that work up front are either newly retired or retired and thought it was going to be great to stay home with their retired spouse. Now they're like, get me out of the house. So they come here for a few days, you know, just to divide up the world, you know.
Yeah, we've saved some marriages by having you come to work here, I think. That's a true story. So that's one of the, I guess it pivots back to about customer service and maybe the reason some of the people that are here are nicer is because they choose to be here. And that's a luxury. I keep saying that's a luxury. And they want to be here. And I think that's a blessing that we get surrounded by these wonderful people who believe in us and love us and support us and champion us and want to be here, right? And I keep saying that people get it now that work here, but, you know, it's always like, no, what should I wear when I'm out on the sales floor? Should I wear some heels and a skirt? And I'm like, yeah, no. Put some tennis shoes on and some jeans. It's you're walking and busy and stuff. So I think that's always a little bit surprise for the person that starts here first, because this is more physical and you're stocking, fixing, cleaning, doing. There was one person who said, now, if it ever gets slow here, is it okay if I just get a book and read it? And I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Right. And I said, we're not a library. And I really did. And it's like, I thought, ooh, I probably should have said that. But it's like, if you want to come here to read, why do you want to work? Just stay home and sit in your couch, right? This is a place to engage and be, move stuff around and dream and think. Don't sit there behind the cash wrap and read a book and wait till somebody thinks they're going to show up. And it's just, you know, that was hard enough for me. That was like, you're not the right fit. You're just not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we keep hinting at this behind the scenes type thing, you know?
Yeah.
It instantly, my head goes, you know, in the store, behind the scenes is behind the gray door that says employees only, because that is really behind the scenes, you know. As long as there's snacks and chocolate, I think everybody's great back here.
That's true.
But I'm the first to know if there is no miniature chocolates, or if there's no water, or if there's no Coca-Cola. And then that is when the uproar begins. So
Stuart, you know, is Stuart's in charge of money and maintenance in warehouse. That's how I've defined him, at least.
Great.
And money, maintenance, and warehouse also means he gets to do the bi-weekly, 3 weeks, whatever it is, Sam's run. And so the thing that we do as a nicety is we have our little kitchen in the back and snacks and chocolates and drinks for everybody. So you can show up and get any Coke or any water or any snacks that you ever want. And we pay for it, which is fine, right? Because that's like, we want you. Basically, I guess Stuart's saying he keeps them tame. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like I have been told before, there's only 4 little chocolate bars left in that. And we need toilet paper. Like, oh, okay, thanks.
And paper towels.
Paper towels.
Well, the one thing that Kathy said to me, my wife said to me about that, she said, I can't believe y'all do that and pay for that. I said, well, yeah. I said, you know, I'm trying to figure out what perks are there. And it's first be nice to people, give a kind environment. But, you know, I always feel like, I think we might be on the same page, that it's like food is one of those things that you can give somebody that it's an extension of, for me, the hospitality and thank you. And thank you for helping us. And so
everybody needs a snack.
Yeah, everybody okay, needs a snack.
Everybody just needs a snack. So,
well, she was surprised, but she said, you know, of course, she's in the public school system and she's actually buying stuff to feed children, right? So she said that the school system broken, very broken. She said, like, you're not going to feed us. And I said, I know that. And I said, that's why I said, we have people wanting to work here and they can't hire people to work at the school system because they don't know how to treat people the right way. And that's the truth, right? One of her perks was that you get to wear jeans on Friday as a perk.
Yeah, that's true. That's true for a lot of business. Even Jeremy's work, my husband's work, they do the same thing.
Well, let's just go on record to say that's fucking stupid, right?
Well, it's a different kind of business, Dwayne. It's a different kind of business.
It's a culture. It's a business culture.
Okay. I don't need to be told how to dress, right? I pull it off and
look. I don't think we need pink t-shirts. But everybody had to have them.
I wore it the other day. Let me tell you, with my bald, red, shiny face, pink is not my color. I will wear it. It's mine. But I like, oh, Lord. You look like the Michelin man in this, brother. You look like the Michelin man. But I'm wearing it. I'm supporting it because I was part of that puzzle. So there you go. Okay. What else behind the scenes? Let's talk about Stuart behind the scenes. It's like Stuart's like, is Stuart still working there? Is he still one of your partners? And I'm like, yeah, well, I never see him. Where is he? And it's like, he's 10 feet behind the door, behind the door. Oh, so right. You've heard this. So,
yeah.
Have you not heard
I can actually hear people say it in the showroom. Like that's how close I am.
I'm looking at the video, like, am I saying I can something hear you're it. Shocked by?
No. Yeah, okay. No, so, I hear it.
A lot of people know what I do. I'm out front walking around talking, doing nothing. So let's talk about what Stuart does. What on the scenes does Stuart actually do?
Well, you know, like you said, it's kind of the back end part of the business, basically. There is, you know, justifying purchase orders, packing slips, invoices, paying the rent, paying the utilities, paying the bills, keeping track of the money.
Let me stop you there. So Stuart is, of the three of us, the only legitimate interior designer. He's the only one of us fools actually have a degree. Now, Jeremy has a semi-degree, right, of some...
It's not interior design, but yeah, I have a degree. Yeah. You do too. You have a degree.
Even a real degree.
No, here's where Dwayne's going, because it's ironic. I'm the one that has a design degree. Jeremy has a visual merchandising degree. And Dwayne has the accounting degree. Dwayne is not allowed to touch money. Period. At all. You know, but, you know, and Jeremy, even with his degree, I think, is much more intelligent and technical than he lets on, because he creates all of our web content, web store.
Well, he's behind the scenes. We'll talk about his IQ in a minute.
Okay. We'll do that in a minute. We'll talk about it more. I'm the young, pretty one. No. And then, you know, some recent projects that I have right now, actual design projects, not accounting and numbers projects, are keeping me really, really busy. So, yes, I'm here. I'm in my office a whole lot. Sometimes I'm in the warehouse back there. I need to be back there a little bit more. Jeremy. But then I also have to be out with these clients getting these things specced and done. So, yeah, it's people don't see me a whole lot in here. And even if I am in here, like Dwayne said, I'm 10 feet behind the door, or I'm back in the warehouse, or I'm talking to Jeremy at his desk, you know. So, yeah. Yeah.
Money man.
It's a lot of moving parts.
It is a lot. It truly is a lot of moving parts. I couldn't keep up with it. My answer is, if you just keep putting money in the bank, it usually works out. It's fine. Keep putting money in
the bank. But the problem is, it does work out that way, but taking it out, spending it. So he has to replenish that.
Which he pivots to me then.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Rice. Jeremy, the other thing is like, you know, I never see Stuart. Where is he? Well, now it's also happens like, is Jeremy all right? Mm-hmm. I've seen him on the floor lately. Jeremy okay? Is he still, he's doing okay? And it's like, yeah, he's 9 feet behind the door, right? He's right there sitting there. He never gets up from the computer much anymore because of online. So the backstory on this one briefly, and then we'll let Jeremy take over, was COVID hit, and we all kind of pivoted. And Stuart and I have a fallback should this business never work. And we're both going to go to work at Lowe's. I won't now, by the way.
Won't get hired now.
I will go there and offer great customer service, Mr. Manager, because that's what you need is me, not the people you got. So Stuart and I will go to Lowe's and we will work in the gardening because we both love plants and stuff. And we will just rock that place, won't we, Stuart? So we were closing the store and we both looked just like, okay, well, that's 25 years down the drain. I guess we got to work Lowe's next week. And Jeremy said, I got this idea about creating and blowing up our interwebs. And I've been kind of working on it a little bit. Let me tell you what I can do and what we're doing. Go, Jeremy. Tell us how you saved our life.
Well, if I saved our life. So, you know, everybody remembers COVID because it wasn't that long ago. I mean, we're still in COVID, I guess, technically.
I'm going to stop you there. There's a lot of people who have forgotten about COVID and don't realize it. Yeah, so that's wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Okay, that's true. For those of us who remember it and remember it well. Yes. You know, we when we did close the door and we just had to figure out, and thank God we had just had our spring open house and we had sold everything and all of our spring debt paid. We got to start there first and say thank God, because a lot of businesses hadn't done that yet. But no, it was about, we already had an online presence, and I thought, well, this may be the point to really kind of blow this up. And so instead of, I mean, we did, there was a little bit of downtime, but then every day after that, there within the store, we were creating pop-up sales. And we were taking things that we had in the store and then taking pictures of it and putting it online. And originally started out with some shipping, but mostly local pickups. So we would put stuff up and then people were stuck in their house and they just wanted to, they still wanted to spend money. They still wanted to they wanted to make their house pretty because they're sitting there looking at it. So they would do that. So we were trying to do like weekly sales. And then we were also did a lot of the masks, the decorative fabric masks that everybody was trying to figure out how to get a hold of. And we sold a lot of those online, shipped those all over the country. And then that's just kind of grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. And, it's now taken over. And it used to be like, before COVID, it was like, if I came in and there were four orders, that was exciting. That was like on a Monday after the weekend. That was exciting. And now it's an all day thing. And we've got three staff members.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
So yeah,
It's crazy. Yes, but so
that's what you have been doing behind the scenes.
Yes, that's why nobody sees me out front.
That people can't see.
And I'll go up front and they'll be like, oh, you're here, I've not seen you in forever, you're never here. I'm like, bitch, I am always here. I'm here Monday through I'm always here Monday through Friday. I'm always here from 9 to at least 5, if
not 6.
You
think if I moved your computer out onto the sales floor where they can see you, that would be helpful? No,
and I love them. I love all of our customers, but Lord God.
Well, the one thing, those who have not been to our website, and I think probably whoever's listening probably has been to our website, but if you haven't, go check it out, because it's a really, really good website, and it's easy to navigate, and it's visually beautiful, right? So we didn't hire a company to do it. Jeremy did it. Jeremy created our website and everything on it. Everything that you see on that computer, to buy it, to touch it, to do it, he figured out how to make that work. And for my answer is, if anybody knows me, I can't even figure out how to turn my iPhone off. I don't even own a computer, right? My iPhone is my computer, as he rolls his eyes at me. But long story, so he gets all that credit once it's all said and done. Okay? So thank you. Thank you for having both of you, because we all, it goes back to the story of basically, I'll 2 second take a moment. Second, I corralled the ladies, right? Sometimes not well, but I corralled the ladies, and I just spews out front and talk to people and make people happy. That's about all I do, right? So Stuart's kind of got to figure out the money and all the stuff that we order and figure out how to pay for it and get it dating and stuff. And then Jeremy's actually all this online crap that I don't even understand. I'll just take the money and say thank you.
So then, Dwayne, what do you do?
I just walk around and talk. I don't do anything.
Yeah, that is the truest statement.
That's the gospel.
Ever.
For those that don't know, we call him the preacher.
Yeah.
Because he will find him a soapbox and he will preach and he will tell the same damn story to 15 people that day.
It's funny because about if Dwayne is on a bender, and I don't mean drunk, I mean storytelling. That's Dwayne's bender. Yeah. Usually about 1:15, I'll look into Jeremy because he literally is like 5 feet away from my desk. I'm like, well, how many times have you heard it today? That's 6 for me.
Well, that's why the peoples love me, you know. Somebody's got to be the face. So, because they don't even know you two exist at this point.
Great.
The person who does the least gets the most credit. That is how the world works. Just telling you. In silence.
I think that's a whole different topic.
Okay, so the one thing that you said to me, Jeremy, that I put in my phone because I couldn't remember it, is about people doing local pickup. Mm-hmm. And you know what popped in my mind when we were first opening on COVID? I hadn't thought about this for a long time. That we had people calling us, texting us, wanting. I just remember a lovely lady named, and I actually reached out to her yesterday. Her mother, Marsha, her mother just passed away. So my client, Marsha, she said, you know, husband's a physician, so his world wasn't changing or anything. And she said, I think you need to redo this flower arrangement for my chest. And she sent me a picture of it. And I think I need a new spring door basket. And I think I need something for my daughter. She was looking for every way she could figure out how to support us, right? Instead of putting a $100 bill in my hand or our hand, she was going to put a $100 but stuff. But she was literally looking, how do I support these boys, right? And that was, I'll get emotional because person after person after person did that, right? And that's what kept us going, was working hard and not giving up and not putting your head in the sand and Jeremy being smart and Stuart saying, we're going to do this. And I said, we're going to do this. We're going to reach out to customers. But the other was people reaching out to us trying to figure out, how do we help those people, right? How do we help those boys keep this business alive? Because they saw us working hard, and they were trying to figure that out. And when I say the bitterness of my heart about COVID, it's about how we've forgotten that love and support and taking care of everybody was in that first 6 months, at least, or year, right? There were people putting lunches on people's on people's porches. They were, you know, I have to stand 20 feet away from you, but I'm talking to you. And how quickly we've forgotten about reaching out to people and supporting people and taking care of people. And that's my bitterness. It's about we need to keep remembering that energy of slow down a little bit, go have dinner on your front porch, get out from under the TV, and go think of other people. That's really what the COVID thing is about, is keep remembering to take care of other people, right? And it's everything. And I will never forget those customers who did that for us when they didn't have to, right? Because some of these people that gave us money didn't know if they were going to have money in 2 weeks from then, right? Mm-hmm. But they were here to support us. And I am always, always going to be appreciative of that, truthfully.
Ooh. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that some of the good behind the scenes kind of understand how we, what we three do at least a little bit today?
Yeah.
What else you want to invite to know, guys?
I think Jeremy is experiencing his fourth day back on vacation because he has crashed.
I know, I'm here. You know, it's, you know, I've always heard people talk about how hard it is to get back into the groove, like once you get back. And, I haven't felt it till today. I got to tell you, maybe it's because I got up really early to come in and make sure the mics were working and all that. But I mean, I'm here.
Maybe if I get a little 4 foot lady in here, she'll just brow you up.
Only if I can call her an asshole first.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, before we get off here, Dwayne, I wanted to let you know that I had a message and I forgot her name. Someone left me a message on my work phone that her boss was actually selling their Land Rover. If you were,
oh, if you wanted to,
wanted to do it. So I have that number.
No, I am.
I thought that was very sweet of her to reach out. She's like, I'm not trying to pawn it off on you. She's like, but you know, it's yours. If he was,
but Dwayne does talk about that a lot.
He does talk about it a lot.
He does.
Well, so let's get some clarification on that. That they are a beautiful vehicle. And the aesthetics of them are absolutely just beautiful. But there's a history that, truthfully, they're persnickety and they are high maintenance. And I have two business partners that are persnickety and high maintenance, and I don't need any more in my life of that. There you go.
Real quick, apologies to listeners about the podcast that should have come out last week. Before I left to go on vacation, we recorded two podcasts, one that went out while I was gone, and then one that would be edited as soon as I got back. And as I was editing it, something weird happened with Dwayne's audio, and it just dropped out about 20 minutes into it. So there was no podcast to create or save.
But Stuart hit the mute button on the microphone, I think.
Either that or you did. I don't know.
I
have no
idea. I didn't touch it. I don't touch it. I got my hands right in front of you. So, nope.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're back to our normal broadcasting schedule now. So we'll get it go. Although I do have another vacation coming up in a few weeks and I'm already.
Well, I want to thank the thousands of listeners. I do appreciate that. Yes. We went from tens to hundreds of thousands. So
appreciative of.
It'll take a while to get that next number, but we'll get there.
That's all right.
Who can we get a guest star to kind of bump?
I was going to say, we need to talk about it. The guest that we had talked about behind the scenes.
Oh yeah, we need to talk about that. Has
agreed to yes, and so we just need to get that person scheduled.
And with that, don't forget that we have a hotline number that if there are people that you would like for us to interview or talk to on the podcast, you can call us or text us at 859-412-1572 and leave us a message of who they are and if you think they'd be interested and all that kind of stuff. But again, 859-412-1572. I'll put it down in the show notes below so you can do that. But that would be interesting to talk to different people in the industry. And
I hope Dolly Parton's publicist heard that.
Dolly. Okay. I'll see y'all later.
Okay.
Bye. No.